U.S. strikes boats, missile sites in Iran. The United States has conducted a series of military strikes against targets in southern Iran, targeting boats attempting to lay mines and missile launch sites. The strikes were described as defensive actions by U.S. forces, aimed at protecting their troops from threats posed by Iranian forces. This escalation marks a significant increase in tensions between the two countries, which have been engaged in a 3-month-old war. The situation has sparked concerns about the potential for further conflict in the region. The strikes came as Iran's top negotiator and its foreign minister were in Doha for talks with Qatar's prime minister on a potential deal with the U.S. to end the war. However, Washington and Tehran have played down hopes for an imminent breakthrough, suggesting that negotiations are still in their early stages. The lack of progress has led some to question whether the U.S. is truly committed to finding a peaceful resolution to the conflict. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said that the U.S. would give diplomacy every chance to succeed before considering alternative options for dealing with Iran. He noted that there was a pretty solid thing on the table in terms of their ability to open up the Strait of Hormuz and engage in a significant, time-limited negotiation on nuclear matters. U.S. President Donald Trump also weighed in on the situation, saying that talks with Iran were going nicely, but warning of fresh attacks if they failed. He stated that the outcome would be a great deal for all, or no deal at all. This statement has been seen as a sign that Trump remains committed to his goal of preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. The U.S. Central Command said in a statement that it had carried out fresh strikes designed to protect its troops from threats posed by Iranian forces. The command continued to defend its actions, stating that it was using restraint during the ongoing ceasefire. In another development, Iran claimed to have downed a hostile stealth drone using a new air defense system. This move has been seen as a sign that Iran is taking steps to strengthen its defenses against potential threats from other countries. The situation in the region has taken a further turn with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announcing that Israel would intensify strikes against the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia in Lebanon. The escalation of tensions between Israel and Lebanon has raised concerns about the potential for further conflict in the region. The talks between Iran and the U.S. have focused on key issues such as the Strait of Hormuz and Iran's stockpile of highly enriched uranium. However, it remains to be seen whether these discussions will lead to a breakthrough in negotiations. The release of frozen Iranian funds has also been discussed as part of a potential deal. The situation in the Middle East remains volatile, with multiple countries involved. The ongoing conflict between Iran and the U.S. has sparked concerns about the potential for further escalation and the impact on regional stability.